friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Oh, look what I have here. A turkey. It looks so delicious. Oh, what a cute little guy. I know you're probably wondering, why do I have a turkey? Well, friends, I'm so glad that you asked. Today's lesson is all about turkeys. Interesting. That is exactly what our lesson is called. Well, I'm looking forward to learning all about turkeys. Okay, so there's a few things I want you to pay close attention to as we go through today's lesson. First, wild versus domestic. A hothead. Does a turkey really have a hothead? You're going to find out. And fortunate fowl. Okay, friends, I know you have your magazines. Make sure you open them to today's lesson. And let's go learn about turkeys. Ooh, this one looks really yummy. So good.
All about turkeys. Find out what makes this bird so special. Every Thanksgiving, most Americans sit down to a feast with all of their favorite holiday foods. And no Thanksgiving table is complete without a succulent golden brown turkey. In addition to being delicious, the bird also has some other interesting qualities. Wild versus domestic. Wild turkeys roam throughout the woods in various parts of North America, while domestic turkeys are raised on farms for human consumption. The domestic bird can weigh twice as much as a wild turkey. Because of its weight and the size of its breast, a domestic turkey is usually unable to fly. But wild turkeys fly short distances at speeds up to 89 kilometers per hour.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一重点，我们看 succulent 这个形容词。succulent 是指汁多味美的。例如 ，I asked Auntie Rose to give me the recipe for her succulent roast chicken。我请 Rose 阿姨给我她鲜嫩多汁的烤鸡的食谱。或者是 Jack sat down and readied himself for a big succulent steak。Jack 坐下来预备好要享用这一大块美味多汁的牛排。或者是 These peaches are so succulent, I think I can eat all of them. 这些桃子太鲜美多汁了，我想我可以把它们全部吃完。接下来我们看的是 versus 这个介系词。versus 是指与某个对象相对或相比，可以缩写成小写的 V 后面加句点，或者是小写的 VSS 后面加句点。例如 The small argument between two friends turned into a girls versus boys situation in class. 两个朋友之间的小争执变成班上男女对抗的情况。versus 也指体育比赛中的对抗。例如 Tomorrow's game will be the Celtics versus the Nets. 明天的比赛会是塞尔提克队和篮网之争。versus 也可以指法律诉讼的对决。例如 ,in the movie Kramer vs. Kramer, the mother won the trial at the end. 在电影克拉玛对克拉玛中最后是母亲赢得了诉讼。
This looks like such a delicious turkey.
Of course, and I'm glad that I found a table for this turkey.
Wait, Rebecca.
Yes?
What about these little turkeys here?
What's wrong with them?
Are you going to cook them too?
Well, no, of course not, Gabe. I just cooked the big turkey. Do you like to eat turkey?
Of course, that's the best, most important part of the Thanksgiving meal, is the turkey.
Well, you know what's just a little better than eating turkey?
Huh?
Is talking about turkey.
What?
Well, talking about turkeys. Okay, maybe it's not better than eating a turkey, but since we can't eat a turkey, we might as well enjoy talking about turkeys.
Okay, well, they are a very significant animal, especially in the United States around Thanksgiving. Find out what makes this bird so special. That's what we're going to do. Every Thanksgiving, most Americans sit down to a feast with all of their favorite holiday foods. And before we continue, Rebecca, what are some other foods that you really enjoy at Thanksgiving?
Oh, let's see. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes.
So yummy. Sweet potatoes. Cranberry sauce.
Wait, you mean like the sweet potato, like, dish that has marshmallows on top?
Ooh, yeah, that's so good. Yeah. You take the sweet potatoes, and then you cut them in pieces, and then you add some marshmallows and sugar and other kind of stuff, and then you bake them in the oven.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
What about green bean casseroles or stuffing? That's a lot of little pieces of bread and other things that you stuff inside the turkey before you put it in the oven.
And don't forget the gravy. You know, the gravy that you put on the mashed potatoes and the turkey. However, I will say that no Thanksgiving would be complete without a turkey.
That's right. No table is complete without a succulent golden brown turkey. What a wonderful word to know. A succulent turkey. Okay, well, let's take a look at this phrase. Know something is complete without something else. Okay, this is a fun way of saying that the turkey really is very important. It's the most important part of the meal.
That's right. No Christmas season, in my opinion, is complete without a gingerbread house, or without making a gingerbread house. You know those houses that are made out of cookies and then you put candy on top?
Yeah, I've only done that once. I didn't do it every Christmas.
Oh.
Did you do it every Christmas?
Yes. Growing up, we made gingerbread houses every single year. So in my home, no Christmas season was complete without making a gingerbread house.
Very good example. No trip to Taipei is complete without visiting one of the night markets. No bathroom is complete without toilet paper.
Oh.
But you
know,
a
lot of bathrooms here in Taiwan actually don't have toilet paper.
Well, they're not complete. I don't like bringing my own. Rebecca, think of another better example real quick.
No home is complete without a kitchen.
Very good.
Yes, as you can tell, I do love cooking because a lot of my example sentences involve cooking or a kitchen or an oven.
Okay, well, I like that example. And no Thanksgiving is complete without a succulent golden brown turkey. All right, and why is it golden brown? Because it has been roasting in the oven. Look at this delicious looking turkey.
Well, in addition to being delicious, the bird also has some other interesting qualities. Let's talk about wild versus domestic. Wild turkeys roam throughout the woods in various parts of North America, while domestic turkeys are raised on farms for human consumption. So, of course, the wild turkeys, they get to wander around wherever they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And domestic ones, well, they actually live on a farm, not out in the wild.
That's right. And the idea is that some are not tame, but domestic turkeys are tame, okay? They're not in the wild. People are raising them. Now, sometimes we use the word grow, like to grow something, and sometimes we use the word to raise. What is the difference, Rebecca?
That is an excellent question. Well, when you raise something or someone, this just means that you are taking care of them. So you could be taking care of an animal, or you can take care of a plant, or even a person.
Okay, but I thought that you used the word grow to take care of plants, right?
Right.
Okay, so you raise animals, but you grow plants. So you can raise turkeys for consumption around Thanksgiving. The domestic bird can weigh twice as much as a wild turkey. And, of course, turkeys are not able to fly. Well, friends, we do have more to learn, but right now it's time for us to sing
it
out about turkeys.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dave, You know the best part of the Thanksgiving meal? Do you know what that is?
I do, Ben.
What?
Actually, it's the pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is so delicious.
No, it's not.
And, of course, you've got the mashed potatoes.
No, it's not.
Well, oh, it's the meat that you eat at Thanksgiving. That is the chicken.
Dave, it's not a chicken.
Huh?
It's all about the turkey. Don't you see it right in front of your face? Right here. It's all about a turkey. Everybody, sing it with me now. It's all about a turkey. Oh, yeah. It's all about a turkey. Oh. Turkey is unable to fly. That's okay, cause I need something to eat. Like succulent turkey meat. And on Thanksgiving Day, I'll open up my mouth and say that turkey is the best part of Thanksgiving.
Woo! Hold on, turkey is not the best part of Thanksgiving, Ben. The best part of Thanksgiving is sharing what you're thankful for.
Okay.
Right? I mean, so I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for my family, my friends. You sing it out? Come on.
Well, but turkey is still the best part of the Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
Can I say that?
You might be right about that, Ben.
That it's all about the turkey. Sing it with us now.
It's all about the turkey! It's all about the turkey!
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Doesn't this turkey look so delicious? We have one big turkey and two tiny little turkeys. Hey, would you like a piece of turkey? I wish I could actually offer you one, but this actually isn't a real turkey. Well, anyway, friends, we have more to learn about hotheads. What's that all about? You're going to find out. Let's continue.
All about turkeys. A hothead. A turkey has no feathers on its head or neck, and this bare skin changes colors depending on the turkey's mood. For instance, when a male is angry and ready to fight, his head turns red. Fortunate fowl. Each year, the U.S. president pardons a live turkey in a ceremony at the White House. The lucky turkey is allowed to live out the rest of its days on a farm and avoids being the special guest at someone's Thanksgiving feast.
Hothead 这个名词 ，hothead 热的头，意思就是指头容易发热，也就是急性子或者是鲁莽的人。例如 ，George is such a hothead and gets angry so easily. George 是一个鲁莽的人，动不动就发脾气。或者是 Nikki's friend said he's generally a nice guy but occasionally a hothead. Nikki 的朋友都说他大多数的时候都很温和，只是偶尔会头脑发热而冲动起来。所以我们看的是 fowl 这个名词 ，fowl 是指鸡鸭等家禽。例如 ，Abby doesn't eat any kind of fowl because she's scared of feathers。Abby 不吃任何家禽类，因为她很怕羽毛。或者是 Grandpa keeps fowl in his backyard so he gets fresh eggs every morning。爷爷在后院里面养一些家禽，所以他每天都有新鲜的蛋可以吃。And now let's get back to our teachers。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, now it's time for us to talk about a hothead, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe?
Are you going to talk about a hothead?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about a hothead.
What is a hothead, Rebecca?
You mean like in our lesson?
Yeah, what's a hothead?
Well, it's interesting you would ask, because a hothead actually is someone who does things or reacts to things without really thinking about it. So he does it really quickly. So, for example, I could say, Kendra is such a hothead. She never thinks about the consequences when she makes a decision.
Okay, so maybe they make decisions too quickly. Perhaps they're very excitable, and they lose their temper very quickly. So I think that's kind of the idea that we're learning about with some turkeys, is that they can get fired up pretty quickly. They can get angry very quickly. Nobody likes hanging out with a hothead because they lose their tempers too quickly.
So maybe people don't really like hanging out with turkeys either. I don't know. Let's find out. A turkey has no feathers on its head or neck, and this bare skin changes color depending on the turkey's mood. So based upon this sentence, turkeys can actually have different moods. But I really like that phrase, depending on. What does that mean?
Depending on, right. Okay, so the turkey's mood is affected by other things, right? So you can use this phrase, depending on, in other ways.
The turkey's mood is affected by other things, or like the skin color changes,
yeah,
or affected by its mood?
Well, sure, the turkey's mood can be affected by things. The skin color is then affected by the turkey's mood, so it depends on the turkey's mood. Now, for another example, you know, some people ask me if I ever get nervous before a show, and I would say it really depends on who I'm playing for, or who's in the audience. It depends on who's watching.
That's right. So, for instance, when a male is angry and ready to fight, his head turns red.
Well,
he literally is a hothead.
This turkey right here is not a hothead because it doesn't have a head anymore. Well, we're learning more about fortunate fowl. Every year, the president gets to pardon a turkey at the White House. And so, of course, Obama did this very thing.
Indeed. Okay, well, right now, it's time for us to go to the info cloud. The guys, they want to talk about this word turkey. Let's go.
All right.
Is there a connection between turkey the bird and turkey the country? Yes. But not for the reason you think.
Centuries ago, Europeans were introduced to a tasty, odd-looking bird from Madagascar. Because they were imported by Turkish traders, Europeans called the birds turkeys.
But these are not the turkeys we find at traditional Thanksgiving and Christmas meals. Where do those turkeys come from?
Well, around the same time, the Spanish were exploring America. One of the many new animals they encountered was this big, strange-looking bird. It was very yummy as well, so the Spanish began shipping them to Europe.
So, Europe now had two birds that were good for eating. They looked somewhat similar, and they both came from far away places. It's easy to see why Europeans mistakenly called the American birds turkeys, too.
Right, but even after people realized the two birds were different, turkey was erroneously kept as the name for the American bird. Why? We don't know.
Yes, the turkey got its name by mistake. But actually, there are quite a few animals that are wrongly named, like the guinea pig. It's neither from Guinea nor is it a pig?
Turkey 是火鸡, 但同一个字把T改成大写, Turkey变成土耳其, 这两个字其实是有关联的。几百年前, 土耳其的商人将一种好吃的鸡 从位于非洲的马达加斯加卖到欧洲市场，于是当时的英国人就称这些非洲的鸡为土耳其的鸡，后来这些鸡就被简称为 Turkey 土耳其。而西班牙人也在这个时候发现了美洲大陆，他们将美洲的一种鸡引进到欧洲，于是人们就将这种美洲的鸡和原本来自马达加斯加的 Turkey 搞混了。随着时间过去，以讹传讹， Turkey 逐渐变成专指美洲火鸡。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。 Hey, let's have some.
Yeah.
Yay, the turkey is ready.
Turkey? Oh, no Thanksgiving table is complete without a succulent golden brown turkey.
You're right about that. Turkeys are delicious. Mm-mm.
In addition to being delicious, turkeys have other interesting qualities.
Oh?
Did you know that there are two types of turkeys?
Yes. There are girl turkeys and boy turkeys.
Very funny. There are wild turkeys and domestic turkeys.
Oh, so what's the difference?
Wild turkeys roam throughout the woods in various parts of North America.
And what about domestic turkeys?
Domestic turkeys are raised on farms for human consumption.
This turkey must be a domestic one.
Yes, it is. Or it was. It weighs twice as much as a wild turkey.
So there's more to eat.
Exactly. Wild turkeys can fly short distances, but domestic ones are unable to fly.
Especially this one. All its feathers are gone.
True. Did you know that turkeys don't have feathers on their heads or necks?
I know. They look really silly.
And when a male turkey is angry and ready to fight, its head turns red.
Wow, I didn't know that. Turkeys really are interesting and delicious and so unfortunate.
Oh, yes. Poor bird ended up on our Thanksgiving table.
Yeah. Too bad it wasn't pardoned.
Pardon?
Yeah. Every year, the U.S. president pardons a turkey at the White House.
Oh, lucky turkey.
Yeah, our turkey wasn't so lucky. Poor little turkey. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. But you know, crying. Shall we eat?
Yeah, let's eat.
Well, speaking of cooking turkeys, hey, Gabe, who is your favorite cook?
Captain James Cook.
Oh. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time as we talk about Captain James Cook,
right here on Studio Classroom. Okay.